Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Because of the cares of the world, I believe it was reflection upon his physical feature. Okay. And I don't want you to think I'm a heretic, because I'm not. I mentioned about Jesus being a man's man. He overturned that table in the temple, and it wasn't like this one. It was big anyway. Carrying his cross. I could go on and on, but you get the picture. Luke chapter number 22. Verse number 43. We talked about this. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. This was Jesus. Okay, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying, not my will, but thy will be done. And by the way, he was not praying to keep from going to the cross. That's not what he was afraid of. He wasn't afraid of anything. This cup, this bitter cup, was a separation from the Father. Never before in eternity past, and praise God, never in eternity future will that ever take place again, where God is separate from his Son, because Jesus took upon himself the sins of all mankind. That's when Jesus knew, in a sense, that God would turn his back on Jesus, on himself. That's why Jesus cried out in the darkness and the blackness of noontime, whenever it was between noon and three, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God cannot look upon sin. And all the sins of the world, past, present, and future, was placed upon Jesus. That was the bitter cup. Not going to the cross, not getting beat, not getting the crown of thorns, none of that. It was that separation from the Father. He never experienced it, but he knew he was going to have to experience that. How long was that experience? I don't know. The Bible does not say. But at some point in time, he was separated from the Father. But angels are here to sent to cheer, and to strengthen the souls of men. Okay, let's move on. Number four, angels transport the soul and the spirit of believers to heaven. Can God do this any other way? He can do it anywhere he wants to. But he uses those angels to help transport us when we pass away, okay, to be absent from the body as a believer, to be present with the Lord. We find in Luke, chapter number 16, verse number 22. Remember the story about rich man and Lazarus? By the way, it was not a parable. It's really happened. It's a whole other lesson. But this was not a parable. It's something that really happened. That it talked about Lazarus when he passed, in verse number 22. That the beggar died, and when he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. I believe that still happens today. Who are the angels that carried this poor beggar into the bosom of Abraham? I believe it was his own personal guardian angels. Again, I'm just those ones that kind of take care of us, keep us safe, and minister to us. I think at the point of death, when we close our eyes, that those are the ones who, well, they've been watching out over us since we were born, even before we were born. I believe God uses those same ones to bring us to himself. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. The Bible talks about angels transporting the soul and the spirit. Now, then it was Abraham's bosom in the underworld. When Christ died, remember, he emptied the underworld. He took them all now. They're in heaven. He led captivity captive. So Abraham and all the Old Testament saints are not in the underworld where they were before the crucifixion. They're in heaven. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise, told the thief on the cross. When Jesus died for 3 days and three nights, his body laid lifeless in the tomb. But Jesus Christ was alive and well. His spirit, his soul, he's actively involved. He preached, we read about it in was it Jude or in Peter? He preached to those in hell. Now, while I'm here, I'll never finish this, you know that. He did not preach them the gospel, give them an opportunity to be saved. Now, what it meant. Well, if y'all believe now, you'll be saved. No. What he did when he was taking Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all of them, raise him. Remember, they could see over. Bring Lazarus over here that he could, remember that? They could see what was taking place. He's emptying that word, and he was declaring himself to be true. You rejected me, and anyway, there's so much there I could say. But the angels transport the soul and the spirit of the believer to heaven. Quickly, have these. I have three, but I'm going to give you these two because I'll save the next one for next week. Angels exercise a ministry of protection toward children. Very specific in Matthew chapter number 18. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Matthew 18, verse number 10. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels, do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Again, we see that even young people have angels, because the Bible says their angels, not mine, but theirs, they behold. Jesus cares about little children. I will say this. I mentioned this last week. We go to cemeteries. As a matter of fact, I'll be preaching about a cemetery next week. And at that cemetery is an empty grave, Jesus Christ. But you go to the cemetery. If the Lord doesn't come, down here at Auburndale, that curve, what's the name of that? Is it Auburndale Memorial Park? I have a grave plot. I hope I never have to use it. And if I'm in heaven and you happen to be on tribulation, during tribulation, during rapture, you're welcome to my grave plot, by the way, because I won't need it. But anyway, you go through the cemetery, and there are little, I have a grandchild buried there. I have a child who's buried there. And we're going to be in that same, we bought a bunch of spots. Dad's buried there. My mom's buried there. Anyway, on some of those tombs, it says for kids, going to be an angel. I know what they mean, and it's a sweet thought, but listen, they're better than the angels. Don't bring them down, okay? They're much better than the angels. They're going to be like Christ. But anyway, we see that angels exercise a ministry of protection toward children. And then this last one I'll show you with you this morning. I love this. Angels will accompany Christ and believers at his revelation. At the revelation of Jesus Christ, angels are coming with us in him. And I'll talk more about this later, but 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8 speaks of that. And also in the book of Revelation, it speaks about that. Okay? So I tried to go slow this morning. Normally I'm a lot slower. I am tired. I about feel like I've been run over by a truck yesterday. Work here all day yesterday. Walk on that concrete, not sitting. So I am wore out, but I deliberately went slow this morning so you can catch in the angelic realm. They're busy doing the work that God has called them to do. Next week, we'll look at angels will help execute God's judgment upon sin in this world. And you're going to see next week we'll look at this, how the angelic activity will increase as never before during the tribulation period. We'll look at that next week. But don't leave here focused on angels. That's not what the purpose of this is. I know everybody's interested in the angelic realm. But who's much better than angels? It's Jesus. And that's who I want you to be focused on today as you hear the singing. As you participate in the singing, we lift up our voices together to give him praise, honor, and glory. As Brother Mike preaches, that he's going to lift up Jesus because he's the one that draws all men unto himself. Our Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, for what we do know about angels, and Lord, even what we don't know, probably a good thing. Lord, we have sufficient information in the Bible. Lord, we thank you for your word, for the truth of Scripture. Lord, we thank you most of all for Jesus, for his shed blood on Calvary, for his death, his burial, Lord, and that glorious resurrection and his soon coming for us. And until he comes for us, may we be found faithful. Again, bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.